Movements and uprisings of Palestinians between 1936 and 1939 are called the Great Revolution of Palestinians due to their extensiveness, pervasiveness, and duration in comparison with previous movements and uprisings of Palestinians. The uprising of 1936, which included several stages, started with a massive and widespread strike which lasted for 6 months. 5 days after the beginning of the strike, Haj Amin Hosseini convened the summit of Palestinian parties in Quds. The result of this gathering was the formation of a general command for Palestinian nation, which was called the Supreme Arab Committee at first and Supreme Arab Council later. Mufti Haj Amin Hosseini was the president of this committee, and its important members included Raghib Nashashibi, Ahmed Halabi, Abdul Baghi, Dr. Fakhri Khalidi, Ya'qub Faraj, Abdul Latif Salah, Haj Ya'qub Hussein, Jamal Hosseini, and Fuad Sabah. The participants of this gathering decided to continue the strike until British colonialist government made real changes in its policies in Palestine. The most important request of Palestinians was the cessation of immigration and settlements of Jews in Palestine, in which British government played an important role. Soon, in addition to strikes, armed conflicts erupted as well. One of the best known operations of Palestinian combatants in Quds at early stages of this revolution was Bab al-Wa'd conflict in the road from Quds to Jaffa. In this conflict, Palestinians attacked Edison Cinema and British police station in Quds. Two officers of British Air Force were also attacked. 6 weeks later, the strikes ended as a result of mediation of Arab officials and authorities, and the end of the first stage of this uprising was announced. However, when the falsity of the pledges of British colonialist government was revealed, the uprising restarted. British colonialists confronted the first stage of this uprising by a severe crackdown, and as the second stage started, they tried to arrest and exile Haj Amin Hosseini. But he managed to escape British colonialists, who had surrounded the headquarters of Supreme Arab Committee. He took shelter in Al-Aqsa Mosque and then left Palestine. The second stage started in Quds City with a series of attacks by Palestinian combatants on the forces of British Army and police. The climax of these combats occurred in 1938, when Palestinians could set the old part of Quds free from the occupation of British colonialist forces. This area was free and under the control of Palestinians for more than 1 week. During this time, British planes flew over Quds and the neighboring districts and spread letters signed by British military commander. The letters asked all residents of the old city to put down their weapons and stay at their homes. Palestinian combatants repelled many attacks of British forces which had besieged the old city, and British soldiers were forced to leave that area. In this attack, British forces used their planes, bombs, and machine guns against Palestinian combatants. Palestinians fought hard, and it took 3 days for British forces to enter the city bazaar. They could progress only when they used British deceits and tricks and used people as human shields to guarantee their progress. Conflicts in the old parts of Quds were among the greatest conflicts in Palestinian Revolution, which happened in 1938. During these conflicts, Palestinians from different parts of the country managed to set some cities free from the occupation of occupying forces. But this revolution was suppressed in 1939 due to different reasons.